'twas 4 o'clock, and there we were. So fast, so quick, we seemed a blur. Preparing for a supper more extravagant than most were. We waited thus, with bated breath. For what? For victory or death? Would God be on our side? 'Twas 4 more hours until the city died. And each minute seemed a second, and each second seemed an hour. And the world grew ever darker. In the shadow of the tower, built of fears and prayers all piled up inside, the day the city died.
Come, we must set the table.
French John, have the chefs begun to prepare the meal?
Oui, madame. The turkey and ham are in the kiln, and the buffalo's humps are being roasted as we speak.
Good. The president will be very hungry when he and his men arrive after his victorious battle. The president prefers a full view of his flowers, Suki. Yes, ma'am. Like this. Will you please check the telescope?
Yes, ma'am.
Check on Uncle Willie, too.
Yes, ma'am, of course, ma'am.
Pardon, madame, but Monsieur Gallatin's not coming.
Not coming? Why ever not?
He had to pack, in case.
Why, I ordered oyster ice cream for him. It's just as well. He melts faster in the heat anyway. Where is the Sarah and Richard's tea set?
Oui, Louis, where?
Oh, I'll get it now.
And the Dresden pitcher.
Oui, Monsieur Madison.
We have all the wines.
Oui, the Chardonnay and the Cabernet. 'Twas 5 o'clock, and me aghast, for this one meal might be the last. And thinking so, if it were so, the wine would not be ready. The supper had to be complete. And why? For if we face defeat, at least we'd fall with pride. 'Twas 3 more hours until the city died. And each minute seemed a second.
And each second seemed an
hour.
And
the world grew even darker. In the shadow of a tower built of fears and prayers all piled up inside. The day the city died.
The wine is finally here.
Go outside and greet Monsieur Johnson. Charles and Louis, help her with the wine.
French John, is that...
The wine, madam?
The claret.
1797.
The champagne.
1782.
The Madeira.
1796.
How much longer for the goose?
Just 1 hour still required.
And the garlic pomme rissole.
Without deal as you desired.
General Armstrong cannot stand it, never could, and never will.
He's just sent us his regrets, insisting that he's taken ill.
Any word from Mr. Madison? My dear, dear Jemmy. No, nothing, nothing still. 'Twas 6 o'clock, and through each chest, my heart was raw inside my chest. For as time went, the president was never seen nor heard from.
Madame, the supper is prepared.
There are people everywhere. Flee the city.
They're getting closer.
Mr. Carroll, he's riding towards the house in his carriage.
Mrs. Madison, the day is lost. Our men fought fiercely, fiercely, but the British washed through the ranks. Oh, so many of our men. Dead, dead.
What has become of Mr. Madison?
He fled with the Attorney General.
And the British?
They are but half a mile away. You must leave now.
No, I cannot. Not yet. There are items that must be saved.
Ah, but madam, we have only a few bags.
Well, take the curtain I bought the other day. We can quickly make some bags out of that. You two know how to sew?
Mrs. Madison, you have to run. The State Department's empty and the British will soon be here. Yes, the workers have all fled.
Save for you, Mr. Pleasanton, which is appreciated.
Well, actually, ma'am, I was just on my way out.
No, you're not. I need an extra pair of hands.
What? Have all those damn Negroes up and gone?
Far from it! I need you to go back to the State Department and gather as many of the founding documents as you can. Above all, our beloved Declaration and Constitution. We can't have them fall into British hands. Never, never, never! Make sure you save them and meet us at Mr. Carroll's house in Georgetown.
'Twas 7 o'clock, and I was scared to think how ill and unprepared we were that night to dare take flight when coaches were so absent. She told me straight to save our past and make damn sure it lived to last. I did and did it, teary time, that faithful day, the city died.
Charles, go get your muskets from the kitchen.
Louis, go get the state papers packed at the top of the staircase. Phoebe, fetch the French antique teapot. It belonged to Martha Washington, so I'll be damned if Colburn will drink from it. Suki, go get Uncle Willie and my yellow satin gown, the one for the inaugural. Believe me, I'll be wearing it again. Go outside, Preston, and find another carriage. Two, if possible. We will leave no one behind. No one!
I'll look with him. There are not many carriages to be had.
We have to get the general's painting down.
You're right. We cannot let the British get their hands on him.
Ah, the portrait is screwed to the wall.
We can pry off the frame with these.
Keep pulling, keep pulling.
Almost there, almost there.
Don't let go, it's nearly broken.
Pull it full together, together. On the count of three, pull. One. Two. Three.
It's still intact. We found another carriage.
It's too small. We can't fit all this inside.
We can roll up the painting.
We have too much stuff.
We're gonna need another carriage.
Mrs. Madison.
Who is that?
Thank God they are friends, not foes.
Master Barker and the Pie Star are coming up the lawn.
And they've got a carriage.
Hurry, go, hurry, run, Mrs. Madison, you must.
There's no time to push the men over.
Here they come,
mile yonder.
God alone knows what the Brits will do if they should catch you,
Have Mr. Barker and Mr. DePaister take the Washington portrait. And if they feel it is ever in danger of falling to the British, make sure they burn it.
And the shadow with the scouts, he can take.
Listen here! Circle around Mrs. Madison. Dim the lights. Fast, we must flee in the dark. Grab the bags. Quick, find a coach outside.
Nothing, nothing. We're protected.
We failed you, dear house.
Please forgive
us this day.
Failed you,
yet so right here and now to you, we shall I bow to you. Come back to you soon.
Master Madison's papers. It's all right, Missy Madison. You go. I know right where they is. I'll grab them and meet you at Master Carroll's house. I know where that is too.
Mrs. Madison, we must go. If the British capture you, the war will be over.
"'Twas 8 o'clock, and there I be, a frightened boy, but finally free. 'Cause who was there to tell me where to go or what to carry? I had a thought. Hey, listen, son, there are two ways that you could run. But I pushed it aside, and then my chance of gaining freedom died.
As to slavery, the magnitude of this evil among us is so deeply felt and so universally acknowledged that no merit should be greater than that of devising a satisfactory remedy for it.